Welcome to Stoic Habits. Make Stoicism a habit every day.
This episode is brought to you by the Stoic Integrity Coaching Program. Become a better professional with integrity and build a career on character. Find out more at livestoic.com/coaching. The reasoning mind is the most powerful tool in the practice of Stoicism, but the mind needs to be cared for. Find out how to maintain your brain by signing up for my free weekly newsletter. When you sign up, you get instant access to 2 free reports, how to implement Stoicism in 7 areas of life, and how to start a daily journal. Go to livestoic.com/newsletter for more information. Meditations, Book 6, Verse 57. Appearances. To the jaundiced, honey seems bitter. To those bitten by rabid dogs, water and terror. To little boys, ball is a joy. Why then am I hungry? Or do I think that false representation has less effect than bile and the jaundiced or poison and the hydrophobic? Do you feel you could be achieving more things in life? Have you made certain decisions and regret? Do you feel that you're capable of so much more, but for one reason or another, you just haven't achieved it? If you have these feelings, it's very easy to stay emotionally down. If you feel that regardless of what you do, your life is not going to improve, you're going to feel unfulfilled in life. It may not be the absolute worst, but it's far from ideal from what you want. You might be engaged in a habit that constantly makes you feel lousy about life. The more you do this, the more you get down on yourself. You beat yourself up emotionally and psychologically. You feel that whatever it is you do, it's not enough. You run out of reasons to feel unfulfilled in whatever it is you have to take. What if I told you that there's billions of people on this planet, you may have a more ideal life than you think. You may find it laughable, but you may be in a job that you hate, you may not be making the money that you feel that you want, and you may be looking far beyond a standard of living that you want to achieve. You may even see other reasons that your life is far from perfect or even downright horrible. The thing is, it's a sense of perspective, because if you constantly feel lousy, you're comparing yourself to others. This is one of the most efficient ways to feel lousy about your life. It doesn't matter what you've achieved in the past. It doesn't matter how talented, skilled, and powerful you are. You always feel you're coming up short when you're comparing yourself to others. So what's the solution? Stop comparing yourself to other people. There's no such thing as perfection. The only thing you have to prove is to yourself. You are the measuring stick for yourself. Adapt one practice to enable you to focus on the things that are going to be right and use them as building blocks if you want to find improvement of yourself. If you feel sick and tired of comparing yourself to others, you need to solve this problem once and for all. You need to be inspired. You need to be motivated. You have to change your attitude regarding certain elements of your life, not to position yourself against other people, but to position yourself against yourself. You are your own judge. You are your own person to measure yourself for integrity and character, and know the best way to achieve this.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.